commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
For those of you who say Obamacare is a done deal, maybe, here is the latest cheating scandal that's come to light. When you sign up under the healthcare.gov website, you're asked to enter your adjusted gross income. That's not hard to find. You need that number to file your tax return. But some people have gotten it wrong. They've looked at their end-of-the-year pay stub, which will report a figure that's much too high. They would lose out on tax subsidies for their health insurance and would wind up overpaying for their policies. But there are others who are outright cheating. They are reporting an adjustable gross income that's too low, so they are getting subsidies they're not entitled to. They are ripping off the system. Well, happily, healthcare.gov anticipated this problem. If the income numbers entered don't match the IRS records, that account is flagged, and a letter is sent telling the enrollee that they need to verify their income, usually by sending in copies of their paychecks. That's where the system falls apart. The Washington Post says that no one's been unenrolled for suspicion of lying about their income. The Obama administration didn't want to do anything to make the closely watched enrollment numbers move backwards. And the back end of healthcare.gov, where the sent-in paycheck information will be entered and then corrected, well, that part of the website hasn't been built yet. The cheaters, at least for now, are getting a free healthcare ride.